95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, little lady?
You turned on my microphone while I was fighting with my headphones.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a professional. That's true.
What's happening. We have Give Me Five today.
We do?
We do.
Songs with rock and roll in the title.
So both need to be. Both.
Yeah, right. So it's probably going to be kind of loud, which would be a good thing.
All three words.
Yeah.
Right? The and is important, too.
Yep.
All right. That is coming up. We have One American Dollar.
Yeah, that has to do with motion pictures. I know you've seen a film or two.
All right.
And they are louds. That's for damn sure.
Okay.
So you might actually win this.
That's
book.
My genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right up your alley.
Weird deal breakers for dating.
Ah, all right.
That was a post on Reddit, and it was about weird deal breakers, and some of them are super strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like you can't, like, you have to like frogs, or I won't go out with you. That was one of them.
First thing that leaps to mind is Psycho and taxidermy. You know, you're sitting there in his room,
right.
And there's a hell of a lot of stuffed animals staring at you. I think that's out.
So we'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. We have great news today.
Yep.
We have an update on the F-35 jet.
Boy, that story is just weird, ain't
it? The lost jet.
Yeah.
We have an update on that coming up
next. And we have some pieces of it to sell to you today.
And the KLOS name game.
Yeah. It's worth a whopping $700. Someone finally got it. I wrote down there on your sheet there who it was. That I figured it out.
Rich Sands.
Well done, Rich Sands. You know, everybody was saying video games. And of course.
And understandably so.
We didn't want to give any clues. We don't give clues. But I was just like, think outside. I mean, someone said the air hockey game.
Yes.
I'm like, now you're thinking a little more.
Right, because an arcade has all of that stuff in it.
Has it all.
He got the winner for $7,100, and the answer was skee ball.
And you know, that game is from 1909.
What?
The first skee ball game turned up in 1909. And it was one of the first to give tickets, so you go up and win a little prize.
Ah, so you can trade your tickets in?
Yeah, it was an early one of those.
All right, so we got a new name game.
Yes, we do.
And we'll tell you about it, and we'll give you a chance to win $700 coming up a little bit later this hour on 95.5 KLOS.
From their new Hackney Diamonds album that's going to be out October 20th, and it's available for pre-order right this second. Latest from Rolling Stones, that is Angry. Of course, there's a video for it.
Of course.
Yeah, and they have now a behind-the-scenes, behind-the-angry video shoot is what they call it, and they just tweeted that, when was it? About 4 hours ago.
I like it.
So if you want to see what it's like to be hanging out with Mick Jagger on set, go visit them on social media, Rolling Stones there on KLOS.
Yesterday we were talking about this bizarre story about the F-35 fighter jet.
How much did
the government lost?
Yeah.
$100 million.
$100 million jet the guy just popped himself out of.
Yep. Whoop. Just ejected and put it on autopilot, and the government lost it and started asking for our help.
That's got to be one of the weirdest things they've ever done. They've done some weird stuff, that government of ours.
But hey, has anyone seen our plane?
Could you check your backyard?
It's $100 million plane. How can you not track it?
Could be hiding in your barn.
So the guy ejected, and we were trying to figure out why he ejected.
Right.
And the answer to that.
Yes. What is it? I haven't seen yet.
Is bad weather.
Ooh, this guy is
this
sketchy.
Is bogus.
Yeah, first he said there
because
was
because planes fly in bad weather.
Especially those.
Right.
$100 million fighter jet.
Right.
Not going to be scared of some clouds.
And it's not like there was a hurricane over South Carolina right then. I mean, it was that's bogus.
Well, he said first there was a malfunction. No, what was the wording?
Some
weird
some
phrase.
Some kind of a it
mishap.
Yeah,
I think
it was
mishap.
Yes.
Yeah. Now he's saying weather. Oh, I don't know. It looked cloudy, man.
There was another plane right next to him, same kind, $100 million, didn't eject.
Yeah, we're fine here. Just a little bit of clouds. Don't worry about it.
What the hell, man?
South Carolina man is my favorite. He went viral for his interview with the local news station after he heard the F-35 jet crash outside his home.
Woo, what did that sound like?
He was taking a shave, he said.
What?
But
what was he shaving?
He didn't call anyone because he didn't know what it was. His name is Randolph White.
Okay.
He's retired and he's 72 years old. He lives in his house with his wife in a very rural area of Williamsburg County.
Okay.
And this is what he had to say.
And I heard a screeching, between a screech and a whistle.
I was first going to go, hey, 72. But I'm like, you know, I'm getting so close to 72. I don't think he's going to talk like that. Boom, there he is. Exactly.
This is his impression of what the plane sounded like.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
And I heard a screeching. Between a screech and a whistle. I said, what in the world is this? And I heard a boom. Then my whole house shook.
Holy cow, I love that guy. That guy is the best dude
ever.
He's
my favorite human being in the world.
That was awesome. That is so weird. I love his little scream. We're going to have to save this scream forever and ever.
Of course. So our friend Scott tweeted that that is the white James Brown.
Ah.
Well, not white. He was black.
Right. So James Brown Jr.
Yeah. And so this happened.
I feel good. I knew that I would.
Yes.
And then I thought, what about one of our songs?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I feel like we can put him into everything.
Yeah.
Let's add him to everything.
Done deal.
He's my favorite person. I love him. 95.5 KLOS, the California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a great news story that came out of Dodger Stadium yesterday.
Sweet. Cool. Awesome.
It's a heartwarming story of Brusdar Gratterall, I believe is how you say his name.
What do we do, those of us who don't have a heart?
Just wait.
Okay.
Just wait and see.
All right.
He is a Dodger pitcher. He's a reliever. And he was born and raised in Venezuela under a violent dictatorship and extreme poverty. And his mom has been stuck there for a long, long time.
Yes. Wow, that was so rough. Can you imagine?
Gratterall, now 25, often recalls the moment that took place a decade earlier when he says he watched his mother and her young child selling fruit and vegetables in the street.
Yeah.
And he told her he wanted to play baseball.
Right.
And she said, all right, listen, you can play baseball, but if it doesn't work, you can always come back and sell fruit.
Right.
He was raised by his mother, Ismalia, and apparently she used to play softball, so she would work out with him.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Driven by his mother, Gratterall woke up every day at 5 a.m. to run laps, lift weights, and go through baseball drills.
See, you know, you think anything, any sport, it's never easy.
Right.
This is the kind of work that goes into it if you're going to be a superstar.
That you don't
see. You're going to be really good. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly, ever.
She fought with me through everything, he said. She's
nice.
My everything.
Wow.
The last time she saw her son play baseball was when he made his professional debut in 2015 in the Dominican Summer League. So now he's a pitcher with the Dodgers, and she's never seen him pitch.
Wow. And what a jump up, what a work up, what a long ways to climb at 25.
Yep. In February of 2020, he was traded to the Dodgers. He was a big part of the World Series run when they won the World Series in 20, I think it was 21 or 2020. And she didn't see any of it because she was still in Venezuela.
Hell. Yeah. Without any.
He got married and she didn't see it. And he had a kid and she hasn't met him.
Ugh. Wow.
Until yesterday.
Oh.
He picked her up at the airport for an emotional reunion, and Gratterall drove his mom to Dodger Stadium, where she waited and watched Tuesday night's game in a suite with the other players' family and friends.
In a suite? Wow.
Unsure if he's going to come in, because relievers, you never know if they're going to come in or not.
Exactly.
Finally, in the eighth inning, the bullpen gates opened, and Gratterall entered the game. His mom was watching with his wife and her grandchild,
whom she had just met.
Yes,
she had only just met her grandchild.
So he comes in and he retires the side 1-2-3, and as he's walking off, he looks up at his mom, and his mom is crying, and he puts his glove over his face because he's crying as he walks off the field.
Wow,
it was amazing. Listen to this.
Soft bouncing ball, left side. Muncy's there. All these years later, mom finally getting to watch him live his dream in person. What a moment. And tears shed by both.
It was really
so cool.
Heartening.
That is amazing.
Now, do you have a heart?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. Just the tiniest.
And Sluggo's heart grew one size that day. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, baby.
Recently, Reddit user went on and said, what are deal breakers for you? But I'm not looking for regular deal breakers. What's the weirdest dating requirement that you have?
Weirdest dating requirement that you have was a question on Reddit.
Weirdest dating requirement you have. So by nature, we want the weird stuff.
Right. Sure.
The first example that they give, mine is that you have to at least appreciate frogs a little.
Frogs?
Yes. If you dislike frogs, I'm not interested.
Frogs?
Yes.
Do they have a collection of frogs at home?
I assume so.
Wow. Well, I'd be out, I guess. I won't be able to date her.
That is weird. Yeah. For sure. Another one said, I have to catch them snoring at least once. If I don't, I will be sad because snoring is so cute.
Wow, they have not lived with my family over the years. Doesn't every human snore at some point or another?
I don't know.
Maybe they haven't slept with humans before. Maybe this would be new to them.
One guy chimed in. My wife said she would not swipe right on anyone with a gym pick or a dog because she didn't want to get up on the weekend mornings with a hangover and need to do stuff.
That is a problem. That whole having to take the damn dog out with that hangover sucks. I hate it.
The guy said not having the same name as my sister or my mom. That makes sense.
That actually kind of makes sense. I get that. I don't think I would be a deal breaker. I'd probably call her something else.
Right. You have a nickname or something like
that. Yeah.
I think these are people that aren't really taking into account finding someone.
Right.
Like they're not necessarily looking for somebody.
If you're looking for someone who's into frogs, you are out of luck. By the way, we want to know yours. 818-955-KLOS.
Your weird
dating requirements.
Yes. Probably an unpopular one, this woman says, but no dogs.
Yeah, that's a very unpopular one. I don't want to talk to her even. I don't want anything to do with
her. I don't like them and cannot live with them. It's just not going to work.
That is a deal breaker.
Agreed.
Someone saying that.
You don't like a dog?
I mean, you're a psycho and hate cats.
I do hate cats, yeah.
There's no animal I don't like, I don't think. I'd be a little concerned if she lived in the city and she had a sheep.
Spiders.
Well, yeah.
For me.
Yeah, okay. So tarantulas and aquariums with...
Yeah, don't need it.
Cold-blooded things in it, maybe. But
no flip-flops on dudes. That seems a little picky.
Jim, the poor man Trenton is out.
He should be as smart or smarter than I am. There's no bigger turnoff than a guy who's noticeably dumber. And there's nothing hotter than a guy who's particularly intelligent. I think most people look for that, whether they say it or not.
I mean, at least equal intelligence, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would feel a little intimidated if they were, you know, mind-bendingly, if they had a PhD and that sort of thing. I mean, my wife does, but that's beside the point.
Here's an interesting one, and then we're going to take yours, 818-955-KLOS, your strange dating needs.
Yeah, your deal breakers.
Your playlist has to have some whiplash to it.
Okay.
I like this one. Yeah. I.e., two or more genres that are a rare combination, like Slipknot and Carly Rae Jepsen. That's a weird group of examples, but I do like the broadening of your musical taste.
All of my friends the closest friends have always been into a wide swath of music.
I think that's a fair one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'll go with that one.
818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS of the California's rock station.
Gotta like frogs.
We're talking about weird deal breakers, and one on the list was you have to at least like frogs. I don't even understand that.
Have you ever seen a weird one? We want to know about it. 818-955-KLOS.
Do you have one?
Hey, I got one for you. Any gal with a mustache bigger than my own.
Please tell me you have a handlebar mustache.
I don't, but if it's bigger than mine, no go.
I got you. All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. We're talking about weird deal breakers.
I got to say, if you don't have any belly button, it won't work. Because that makes for better piercing.
If you don't have a belly button, that can be not their own doing, though, really?
Well, they have to be from a different planet, I guess. Different species.
No, any button specifically. No outie.
Gotcha. Okay. I was like, I thought you were afraid of aliens. Which is understandable.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your weird deal breakers.
Kevin, would you like another espresso?
I would not.
I made it especially for you.
A guy was on the phone but dropped off. He said that he can't stand when people miss-say words, like supposedly.
Or miss-say,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. And he said that's a deal breaker. I totally get that, actually.
Yeah,
no kidding. He didn't stick to the tape. He must have been a vampire.
A woman said on Reddit, he can't make more money than I do.
Really?
I know it's weird as a woman, but I hate dudes telling me I need to settle down and wear muumuu dresses. I don't know anybody that does that.
No, yeah.
I'm sure there are people.
Yeah. I mean, what if in 20 years they've been together, everything's great, and suddenly he's making more money? Is that the end of it?
Don't know.
Call
and last,
quits?
I can't date anybody who uses the phrase work hard, play hard.
Here. Wait, you had one as well?
Okay, I went on a date with a guy who said he wanted a girl that he could feed so much that she'd eventually be immobile and completely dependent on him and so big she'd be bedridden.
Wow.
What
really?
A strange kink that is.
Yeah. Did you ever meet this person's mom? Was she very, 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 very large?
Oh, no. I just met him in person once, and he was teeny tiny. So that was
wow.
it.
Wow. That is super weird.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that would be a deal breaker. That yep. makes sense. Right on. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about weird deal breakers.
People are picky.
Yeah, very.
I mean, you know, I'm always like, if they're... normal, human, funny, kind of like music.
Don't have a record.
No, yeah.
Haven't killed a guy.
Yeah. Well, that lets me out. No list, you know? There's no list for me.
We're talking about deal weird breakers. Deal breakers. Here's one. No horse people. It's always very important to them, and I'm too scared of horses to be supportive.
That's just weird.
Do you sit down to a dinner and start off with, do you like horses?
I love horses, and you better too, or this is out. It's just over.
All right, you have a weird deal breaker?
A definite deal breaker is false teeth.
False teeth?
Nobody likes French kiss and gums. That's gross.
Especially because the teeth might actually come out. You know, both my parents had false teeth. They had dentists in the 70s that told them, it's the rave. Everybody's just taking out your teeth, even if they're completely healthy.
You pulled healthy
teeth? They were in their 30s. And they
what?
Had all their teeth pulled. Isn't that awful?
Oh, your parents are crazy.
No. Yeah, I agree.
We're with you.
No. Yeah,
no.
100%.
Nope.
What if they're the richest person in the world?
No.
Wow.
Nope.
Buy teeth that don't fall out.
Bad news, Elmo.
Thank you for
calling. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Loose belly buttons, man. I just realized it's a thing, but my buddies have been kind of laughing at me because met a couple like smoking hot chicks recently. And once I get a look at the loose belly button, it's I can't do it anymore.
So wait, are you saying a loose belly button?
Like... Loose, you know, it almost looks like a butthole.
I've never seen a butthole belly button.
The chick's had great personality. Everything else was like, oh, I was like, oh, she's a 10, man. And then I get a look at the belly button and it's over.
It's over.
Yeah. Out. You're going to die alone.
Give it. Sorry to pop that quiz on you like that.
Don't talk. This guy's singing.
Oh, yeah, it's nice, too. It's really pretty. What's he singing about? I wasn't really listening.
Could be five songs in a row. That part I don't know. The theme is rock and roll. All three words have to be in the title.
What better one to start with than Led Zeppelin, rock and roll?
It's Gimme Five. We're doing songs with rock and roll in the title.
And this next one is kind of interesting. You know, in radio, there are certain songs that people just really, really respond to. You might not hear it a lot, but when it plays, people just freak out. And I got a bunch of requests for this next one. But also, I remember we did an A to Z weekend here at KLOS. We played everything in the library over Labor Day weekend. Spent like 8 hours on A's. And when we got to rock... Everyone is like, well, there better be Rick Derringer, rock and roll hoochie coo. And when it came up, everybody's like, yay! It's odd, but here you go.
Hello.
Hey,
it's Gimme Five, a songs with rock and roll in the title.
How about Death by Rock and Roll, The Pretty Reckless?
Hey, that is a great idea.
I love it. Who's this?
This is Lee.
Lee, here's your ass kicker of a song.
Thank you so much.
Rock and Roll High School for Mariah and also for Mike in Orange County.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how about, you played Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, that's what I had, but how about Long Live Rock and Roll?
Long Live Rock and Roll. I can smoke that. Who are you?
This is Larry, stuck on the 91 from Corona.
Oh, man. Good luck out there. Do you need us to send water or food?
I've got an ice chest in my truck. But...
dollar,
yes.
Hey, I do believe there's a good chance, Kevin, you're going to win that dollar from me today.
All right.
And we've picked a subject that is near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
Movies with a lot of louds.
All right.
This comes to us from our pal Darcy, and I think it's because you just mentioned this, too. There's an asteroid heading towards Earth.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be here in like 800 years.
It's going to destroy everything in 800 years. So I guess that's one of the things that Elmo is gearing up for, getting people off the planet or whatever, moving
sure.
people off the planet. So that's the subject, movies about meteor or asteroid impacts. This is a list from IMDb of the 10 most popular, and I think this is kind of interesting. There are you ready for this? 73 movies.
What?
That match that description. Meteor impact, quote unquote, particularly.
What?
Isn't that crazy? Now, I'm going to help you out with something. I know that you remember the movie from 1979, Meteor.
Yes.
A pinball machine was made out of that film. And that's not on the list. Well, it is on the list. It's number 15.
So okay.
It's
not, you know, so that's not 10. One of them.
Yeah.
The one that's my favorite.
Uh-huh.
Because Bruce Willis flies to the asteroid and puts a bomb inside it.
Right, which is always fun.
Which can happen.
Right, exactly.
Is Armageddon.
Armageddon is on the list.
All right.
It is at number 4. Well done. You need to get 4 out of 6 guesses in order to get that. By the way, right. Asteroid size of Texas in that movie was coming our way.
Wow.
There's a lot of paranoia about that happening.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
Real, it's long overdue. It is going to happen someday.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
Can't wait. What was it Impact? Impact. Something Impact.
You know, Kevin, you've made an impact
Asteroid
on my life.
Impact.
You've made an impact on my life. You know, while you think
Meteor
about that.
Impact.
Allow me to tell you that $1 American is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You
Deep.
Spend $1 American
Deep impact.
At Yamava, and you'll become a millionaire, possibly. Visit Yamava.com and well done.
Yes.
Deep Impact 1998. There's a comet heading our way in that one.
Yep.
It's always something different. It's always something.
Now I'm really into territory that I can't think of anything.
It's 2 for 2. So far, well done, sir. On your way to that buck. I gotta say that
ice
nice and clear.
Age?
Buck. Ice Age.
I think that has to do with a
Was
meteor.
That the animated one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that has to do with a meteor or asteroid.
On the list, though. Yeah.
Ice Age 2, probably not either. Or 3.
No, but oddly, Ice Age 7 is not on the list either.
Wow, I can't think of any more.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I gotta tell you, man, I only recognize a few of these. I was kind of surprised.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah,
number
it
one.
Sounds like something that I would have a lot
right?
of, but I
yeah.
can't think
There's
of.
There's a couple you're going to be like, oh, yeah. And then a couple would be like, what the hell is that? And one of them, I'm like shocked. I'll give you a little bit of a hint.
Okay.
Just because I would like to get this dollar out of my pocket. It's been there forever since
Why don't you shut
Susan
up?
Dropped it at the strip club. I think a superhero, one of his movies, one of their movies. Had
Superman.
Which one, though, is kind of
Yeah,
important.
Superman. That's the one.
The original?
Superman.
From 1978
no.
with Christopher Reeve?
Superman is my answer. Superman.
Yeah. No.
What is that one?
Superman Returns, 2006. I don't even remember
I'm
going
to give it to me.
Yeah, all right. I'll give it to you, baby. All right.
All right. So I'm out.
Number 10, and this is according to IMDb, the most loved ones would be Dinosaur from 2000.
Dinosaur?
No idea what that is.
I don't either.
Color of Space from 2019.
What's happening?
No idea. Superman Returns, 2006. Didn't know there was one in that. Deep Impact, which you got.
Yes.
Life.
What?
The ISS spotted that one. I can't remember that from 2017. One I really liked... Moonfall. Do you remember that one? It was last
oh,
year.
Oh, yes. I do remember that
The whole damn
one.
Moon crashes down, and there's
That's
a lot of
right.
weird stuff going
But is
going
that considered an asteroid
well,
or a comet?
It's a moon. It's an astronomical
it's a,
body.
It's a planet.
All right. Now, Armageddon, you've got
that.
And Don't Look Up from 2021.
What's happening?
No idea.
From 2021?
Yes, sir. Annihilation?
Nope.
And then something called 65? What the hell is that? It's number one. Most loved.
I don't know what 65
is. I don't
know most of those.
Yeah. I really didn't either. I was kind of surprised.
What a loser.
But 73 movies on that subject.
And I got 2.
Oh, humans, you're so scared.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Remember the F-35 stealth fighter jet that the government lost?
Yes, and we're asking people, hey, can you check your backyard, see if it's out there?
This guy saw it crash and described the sound of the jet like this.
He is my favorite person ever.
And we talked about weird dating deal breakers, and one woman called and said false teeth. Who wants to kiss gums? Agreed. And the name game is back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
And it's a shot to win $1,000. Good luck unto you. That's at 8 a.m. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hey, I'm just curious. What was the winner of the arcade game?
The winner was Skee-Ball.
Skee-Ball.
God damn it, I had pinball or Skee-Ball. God damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it.
Rich Sands won $7,100 with Heidi and Frank today.
Yep, I figured not. Son of a gun.
Now
son of a gun.
Language, sir.
Son of a gun. We have your shot to win $700 right now if you're caller 25, the KLOS name game, 818-955-KLOS, caller 25.
You'll see what it has to do with malls when you call. The name game. this? What is this? I don't know what this is. You're going to give away some money?
KLOS, who is this?
Brian.
Brian, you're caller 25.
Oh, you're kidding.
You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a store you might find in a mall.
Now, this was kind of interesting. I thought Frank last hour with Stu guessed Miller's Outpost. I haven't been to one of those in centuries. Yeah.
Me either.
And the guess before that was See's Candy. Both of those were wrong. So that I can make it rain $100 bills times 700 altogether, what do you think it is?
Five Below.
Five Below.
Five Below. Sorry. I don't like the noise you just made.
Did you throw up, sir?
No, not yet.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling. And next hour, it'll be worth
$800. Now it's up to $800. We're going to play right now the KLOS name game. 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 25, and you can play. Good luck. Who's this?
Michelle.
Michelle, you're caller 25.
Oh, man, I missed it.
Nope. Caller 25 is what we're looking for.
Oh, I thought it was 20.
Nope. It's 25, you're the correct caller.
Yes.
In that case, awesome.
So imagine yourself walking into a mall and looking around.
We are looking for the name of a store you might find in a mall.
And over there, you spot not Five Below, because that's what Brian said and it was wrong, and not Miller's Outpost, where I used to buy my cords. That was wrong.
Cords.
What do you spy with your little eye?
Contempo Casuals.
Contempo
Casuals, you're saying.
For $800, Kevin, is that correct?
It is not.
Damn.
Thank you.
Thank you for trying.
Yeah. And thank you for enjoying our pause. Right on. Better luck next time. It's worth $900 between 5 and 6. New York City Chamber of Commerce does not approve of that selection.
I think they love it. Time for the KLOS name game. We have your shot to win $900 if you're caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Right this second.
Speaking of names, what is yours?
Hi, my name's Brianna.
Brianna, you are caller 25.
Awesome.
Which means you get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a store you might find in the mall.
Brianna, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Contempo Casuals and Five Below. Those are pretty high-end stores. I don't know that I've gone into them before. What is your guess for $900?
I'm
going to
go with Vans.
Now, that's a store I've been in a lot.
Same.
Kevin, is it on the big piece of paper that's in your hand?
Oh, sorry, it is not.
It should be. I'm going to cross it out and write Vans because that's cool.
All right, thank
I'm
you for trying.
I'm never going there again.
Oh, don't take it out on them.
Don't blame them.
Right on. Thanks for calling in. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
It'll be $1,000.
Mark at Pacifica Medical Tower. We're calling it. The entire day is dedicated to Mark. You know why? He listens to KLOS at work.
Yes.
Well done, Mark at Pacifica Medical Tower. I was just talking about this the other day. Have you done a YouTube search on abandoned malls?
No.
It's freaky. There are so many dead malls out there. They're all smashed up and ruined, and it's really fascinating.
That does seem cool.
What you used to spend all your time and money at is now ruined, and you should go look at that. John Lennon officially quit the Beatles on this day in rock in 1969, but he agreed to keep it under wraps until an official announcement could be made. Hey, you know that shot of Paul from The Clash smashing his guitar on stage on the cover of the London Calling album? That happened on this day in rock in 1979 at the Palladium in New York. Because the crowd was just sitting there quietly enjoying the show.